Good morning from KDKA in Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Wednesday, June 13th. Members of a state task force on school safety came to Woodland Hills High School Tuesday to hear from students, parents, teachers, and community leaders. Auditor General Eugene DePasquale says there's little support for arming teachers.
But there is some strong belief that there should be some additional security by people that are trained to do the necessary work.
Students say their biggest concern is the mental health issues that lead to violence. The task force will develop recommendations for school districts to improve safety. More homes will be tested for lead contamination in an expansion announced by the Allegheny County Health Department. KDKA Radio's Joe DeStillo has that.
The new regulations call for in-home lead investigations if a child under age 6 has a confirmed venous blood test greater or equal to 5 micrograms per deciliter. The former limit was 10 micrograms. There's no income limit. The in-home investigation includes X-ray fluorescence of all surfaces, dust, soil, and water sampling, and a risk assessment report. For the home's owner, the report is a recommendation. For tenant-occupied housing, the landlord will be required to make the home lead safe. Joe DeStillo, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The Association of Pittsburgh Priests is concerned the innocent will be judged with the guilty when a grand jury report on sex abuse is released later this month. A statement from the association, which is independent from the diocese, says the names of people allegedly involved, but after legitimate investigation cleared of wrongdoing, might be placed alongside the names of repeat offenders. The statement also expresses the hope that the difficult process will aid victims and foster a time when no child is abused and no abuser is protected. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.